And just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Mom, what do you always say?
There's nothing sadder than jewelry that sits in a drawer.
That's why we are proud to offer jewelry repair on-site at Newsetter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Looking for a neighborhood spot with great atmosphere and amazing food? Look no further than the Country Club Bar and Grill. Stop by for their bacon cheddar burger, as featured by Frank Cusimano in his food picks. This gem is locally owned, and they keep it simple. Just the best product available in town and prepared the right way. They're open 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day but Sunday, right off 141 in Clayton in Lamp and Lantern Village. Their tables are socially distanced, and they offer plenty of patio seating. We hope to see you at the Country Club.
Harry's Razors just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new, sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You can find Harry's new, sharper blades in a big box, drug, and grocery store near you. If you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code NEWBLADES at checkout on Harry's.com. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp, guys are reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. You can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in big box, drug, and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. And if you like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code NEWBLADES at Harry's.com. Includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code NEWBLADES at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades to try.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Need to sell your home? With super low interest rates, buyers are eagerly waiting for homes to come on the market. But to leverage the highest price for your home, you need the proven strategic marketing of Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. If you're looking for maximum convenience, Mark and Neil can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. Call the agents I would trust to sell my home. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Come on, stand up, stand up, unless you're driving. I know it wasn't the national anthem, but it's close second. Nobody took a knee in this room. We don't do that. Hey, partners, that's you guys.
Hey.
There's no fun left on.
We're full of chat,
and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
whiskey sour. Wow, I haven't had one of those for probably 2 years.
Pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's one of those drinks for somebody who doesn't really want to taste alcohol.
Yeah.
If you get a whiskey sour, it's like a Shirley Temple tasting thing.
Me.
And next thing you know, you're on your butt. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the September 14th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Bertarelli. I'm going to only do that with that accent once, and after that, it's just Bertarelli. Cutlery and PPE, as in personal protective equipment, and they have a warehouse full of it. But there's so much more to Bertarelli. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
Well, as usual, at the control board with a new piece of equipment he's still playing with. Guy who lived for, 19 years, which is long enough that you pick up an accent you apparently can never get rid of, and that's okay. It's what makes him different. 10 of those years, he lived where his daddy still lives now in Birmingham, England. You gonna take that little boy to England one day? I bet you do.
One day soon, yeah.
Yeah, little Theo, when he's old enough to actually appreciate it, you gotta do that. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. I will not introduce or mention Bill till we connect with him. He's in Indiana. I don't know why.
I don't either.
Know it. Park County, wherever that is. We don't know what he's doing. We'll find out later. I do know this, that in the house behind the glass, Dan Strauss, with his trouser mouse,
and if I only had a brain,
would like to say hi to his sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thank you.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
I am. Like you're having a stroke.
No, I didn't think that he played the If I Only Had a Brain, and I was trying to think if I heard that, and then I thought, oh, I did hear it.
So you really don't have a brain because you played it,
no.
But you didn't, and you heard it, but you didn't even know you heard it.
I know.
Which is why it's even more appropriate.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, let's try this again. Say hi to your sponsor.
Oh, I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. Or you can check out the home equity loans starting at 2.75% for the first 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
The man who juggles three jobs simultaneously. He is the head of research for this show. He's the newsman for this show. And then his real job, which is outside of this place, is the same job that James Garner had when he played Jim Rockford on the Rockford Files. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman, reminding you that Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money may belong to you. The law office of Scott Sherman is handling inquiries on Roundup cases and standing by if you or a loved one think you might be eligible on either side of the river. In addition, the law office of Scott Sherman is accepting inquiries regarding potential class action suits on users of ranitidine, including products like Zantac and other dangerous products, including talcum powder. To find out more, just shoot him a quick email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right. Good advice. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy is trying to find a way to tie in to the football team that currently are the Super Bowl champions. He's trying to create a product and get them to license it called
Kansas City, what do you call it?
Cheese.
Kansas City cheese. It sounds kind of like Kansas City cheese. I think you may be onto something there.
Yeah, barbecue cheese sauce.
Chief cheese.
Chief cheese.
How about cheese. That? That's right, hey. Red Boy. You might want to go with that. Chief cheese, Kansas City. Work on that. Hope you make a fortune. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. We are brought to you by Bertarelli. Well, real quickly, one thing that I've only mentioned a couple of times, you folks who have restaurants or butcher shops, which obviously supermarkets have a meat department, maybe a bakery. One of the things most people don't know about Bertarelli, in addition to the fact that it's a tremendous cutlery company and they have a warehouse full of PPE, personal protective equipment, is they buy mixers and meat slicers and completely refurbish them. I'm talking about giant mixers they mix dough in for cookie companies and bakeries, and they buy them and they refurbish them and they're like brand new. And you save a fortune when you buy them that way as opposed to new. Meat slicers, food processors. And they come with a 90-day warranty. If something's going to go bad, or probably do it in the first 90 days, it's running fine then. You're probably good to go for quite a while. Many restaurant owners buy these things at auction. Well, guess what? At auction, there's no warranty at all. So keep that in mind, those of you who use that kind of equipment, that that's something else Bertarelli started doing a while back, and it has become very, very popular with people who are smart and want to buy things the right way and save a lot of money and still have a quality product, because, again, they completely refurbished them. Now, to what they're doing a lot of now, and that's selling PPE, personal protective equipment, plexiglass panels, face masks, the face shields, obviously gloves, hand sanitizer, isolation gowns. They got a warehouse bursting at the seams with this stuff. They sell this stuff in numbers like this. An order, and these are real orders within the last 2 weeks, for 1 million gloves. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's a lot. But then I see in a text that they received an order for 2 million gloves. There was an order for 3 million gloves. And then you get orders for thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of masks, and an order for 105,000 isolation gowns. These are huge orders. You think, well, I don't need numbers like that. They can't help me. Yes, they can. They'll sell you a single mask, a pack of masks. They'll sell you one box of gloves. They're there for everybody, for individuals, companies, corporations, chains, hospitals, whatever. They have your personal protective equipment at Bertarelli. And of course you can walk in there with a whole bunch of knives. That's what we hadn't had our knives sharpened at my house for 40 years. Ever. And then we finally took them to Bertarelli. I can't even try to tell you the difference. I'm not a cook. But I can take a knife and I can tell the difference when I slice off a piece of Fontina cheese or I want to cut a piece of steak.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Night and day. And of course, they do all the knives for 1,300 different restaurants and kitchens. A very impressive family business that St. Louis can be proud of. Located on the hill on Marconi Street, Bertarelli. BertarelliCo.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
He's been to a lot of those places. Not today. Today he's in a place that's not mentioned in that song. Park, Dan, was it Park County, Indiana?
Park County. It's on the screen. It should be.
Oh, there it is. Park. Oh, no, it's not, because you put on the screen Perk County, P-R-K-E.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Typical.
Oh.
So I don't know what's there. We don't know Park why County. He's there. We'll all find out together. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. From Park County, Indiana, Bill Cleveland. So let's start with what is there and why are you there?
Well, good afternoon. It's actually good evening here, an hour later, 6 o'clock in southwest Indiana.
We're off, Park County.
I'm sorry, what?
We're off work then, if it's 6 o'clock. Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
What are we even doing having this conversation?
I don't know.
Bye, Bill.
Yeah.
See ya.
So it's southwest Indiana, Park County, Indiana. So it is known, its main claim to fame is it's the covered bridge capital of the world.
Park County, you got my attention.
Gotta get there.
World. I can't wait.
How many, now let's just, we'll just, you know, quick round the room. How many covered bridges do you think they have in Park County, Indiana?
I'll say 300.
Wow.
Oh, a lot for one county.
Yeah, no
oh,
kidding.
For county. Oh, my bad. I'll say 30.
Oh.
I was thinking like the whole of Indiana.
That was going to be my answer. I'll my say bad. 35.
I'll say it's just one over troubled waters.
Oh, that's good. A little Simon Garfunkel reference. I'll go 60.
60. Limey was closest. 39. 39.
I said 35.
Hey, for anybody who never saw, for anybody who never saw the movie The Bridges of Madison County, one of the most boring movies I have ever seen in my life.
You and I are in agreement there, my friend. That is a horrible movie.
Was that Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
And Meryl Streep.
Beyond bad boring.
That was in Madison County, Iowa. That wasn't here in Indiana.
Don't confuse that with these covered bridges in Indiana.
No,
don't do that. Don't do that. It is actually pretty cool. So you go in, you get your you get a map, and you know you try to track down as many as you can. But you know one bridge they all kind of start to look together after a while. But what's cool is all these little towns that make up this county, and you stop and you get to kind of see the little downtown squares and. And, you know, maybe meet some of the people and see some of the little tiny shops. And life is just so different in these small rural towns. So a couple of things. So one, everybody waves at you, which is interesting. And you've probably had this experience.
As opposed to the city where they give you the finger.
Yes.
Right. Or they carjack you.
Or
shoot at you.
You know they have no idea who you are, and you certainly don't know who they are, but it's just that nice, polite wave as you're driving past one another on these back roads, and so that's kind of interesting.
I'm curious, what's the mask situation there? Are they pretty...
Oh, good question.
Pretty lenient, I'm guessing?
I believe Indiana has they're not lenient. So the place where I am tonight, and I'll be talking about this tomorrow, you have to wear a mask. You know, same deal in their restaurants and that sort of thing. But I was in a gas station earlier today. I don't think anybody had a mask on except for the people who were working. Maybe a couple of people. Some of the stores require you to have one on, but it's not like St. Louis. It's more like
Mid Missouri Lake of the Ozarks type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like if you want to wear one.
Yeah. They're living their lives.
This is actually kind of funny. So I did the place where I'm staying is it's a state park in Indiana. And so I did a couple of hiking trails earlier today. And, I was walking by a family. I think there were five of them. And in the lead was a little kid, probably 5 years old. None of them had masks on. But when the little kid saw me approaching, and again, like 5 years old, maybe four or five, put both of his hands over his mouth and nose because that's all they're like. Oh, I guess I, feel like they need to protect themselves or
Bill,
protect me
right.
from them.
Look,
whatever.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I know why the kid did it. He looked and saw you, and your nose has a tendency to punch through the mask. So your nose is exposed because it poked through the mask, and the kid thought you might exhale on him or something. I'm sorry, but I think that's what happened.
Wow.
Well, none of us were wearing masks.
Okay.
And the mom, you could tell she was kind of embarrassed. She rolled her eyes, and all she said was, "She goes, crazy times we're living in."
That's an understatement.
So driving through some of these back roads, one of the things I observed, I came across this one guy's house, and I think he must have been a city council member or something like that. But I've never seen this before. In his front yard, he had a chalkboard, probably about 4 feet by 6 feet, and he had prayer requests. on the chalkboard as you drove by. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yes.
Praying for what?
Prayer request.
So
people want
whatever.
So people went up and wrote on the chalkboard a prayer request? Or
no, he wrote prayer requests.
Like,
when people passed by the house, they would pray for people.
Oh.
Like what would he have on the board? What would it say?
Susie Smith is having heart surgery this week, or stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? That is small town. That's
small. You should go get a piece of chalk and put on there, Dan's mom.
Yeah. That's what I would have done. Yeah. Well, you should have
done that.
I'm sorry, Dan had to suggest it. You should have thought of that.
And I gave you a political update the last time I was on the road. I think it was maybe it was Iowa or Door County. I can't remember. But so, and I'll do the same. So I have seen some Joe Biden yard signs
here and there. They're called.
But I got to tell you, the Trump people do not just put one of those signs in the front. These people have gigantic flags.
Oh yeah.
Billboards. This one house I went by, again, another small town thing. This guy had a big barn. He had, and I stopped because I wanted to take a picture. He had painted on the side of this barn. It says the Trump train. He's part of the Trump train, I guess. I don't know. Very enthusiastic.
You are seeing what lots of people see in the parts of this country that politicians don't know exist. We're not all New Yorkers or LA people, and they don't even know we exist. So yeah, I guess they'll find out in November who's out there.
Yeah, it is interesting. I did think about that as I was driving around today, and it was just a beautiful day, and peace and quiet, and it was. And I wonder if some of these people that are only city dwellers, how their life might change. Maybe it wouldn't if they spent some time in some of these places and just saw how the other half lived.
Well,
I don't know.
Some of them would find it peaceful and relaxing, and others would go insane because it's just too slow a pace for them, and they're used to the hectic hustle bustle of a city.
I had to laugh last night when I was watching a football game, and there was a TV commercial and it said, "Hi, I'm Joe Biden," and I forget the rest of this message.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. Holy moly. All right. Well, if folks want to follow along, you can check out the Instagram page. It's just Bill on the Road USA, or Facebook, Bill on the Road. We posted some pictures. Tomorrow I'll tell you a little bit about where I'm staying. I'm at the Turkey Run State Park. This is the most popular state park in the entire state of Indiana, so I'll give you a little update.
So are you in a hotel, motel? Where do you stay? You're not in a camper. Where do you stay?
No. So I was going to talk about this tomorrow, but it's a state park. They have a lodge, but they also have these really cool little cabins, and it's kind of bare bones. It's nothing fancy, but
a Pierre Marquette,
it's just enough
kind of thing in Illinois.
But, I mean, it's clean. Yeah, exactly. It's clean. Everything's updated. In fact, the place where I'm staying now, I think, is brand new. But yeah, lots of trails, and but I'll mention a few.
Just to shake things up before you leave, just mess it up. Trash. Just to shake that town. Shake that town up a little bit.
TP somebody's house.
Yeah.
No, they're too good of people here. I want to come back. So I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, these rock stars will trash a hotel room. Play the part of a big celebrity when he's there. It'd be the talk of the town.
Who was that
Cleveland guy from St. Louis, he just trashed his cabin.
Who was the famous celebrity that threw a TV out of a hotel window? Was it somebody? I think it was like from like a rock band, like AC/DC or something like that. Somebody threw like a TV, and it was back in the day when the TV was like 3 feet wide.
That could kill you
now.
That could kill somebody.
Well, absolutely.
Even out of a high upper level window? Oh, shoot.
The San Jose Sharks used to have a hockey player named Link Gates, and his nickname was the Missing Link because he had a couple screw loose up top. He was a big fighter. And there was a hotel in Kansas City where their AAA team was at the time. It was one of those hotels where it's like, it's a circular hotel, and there's a big fountain in the middle. Like, you walk out onto the balcony. It's all indoors, and you're, like, looking down.
Atrium.
And he was walking around to his teammates' rooms, and he was taking their TVs and throwing them, like, from the 12th floor. They were crashing into the fountain.
Yeah, he had a few too many.
No kidding. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country, windowworldstlouis.com. Help me understand this. In California, the gyms are closed. Okay. Are they still closed here, the workout gyms?
No. I think they have like a capacity limit, but you can go into
it. They're closed in California. Tattoo parlors are open. How is that? What is that? Now, explain that to me.
Because the more, like when they initially closed the gyms down, the director of the St. Louis Pandemic Task Force said that in a gym, people are respirating more, they're breathing more heavily, they're spewing out more spit and more air because they're getting their...
Okay.
You don't do that on a tattoo table. You breathe pretty normal on a tattoo table.
Okay. I've never had
as opposed to physical exertion.
That's true. You breathe normal. You got tattoos. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then I guess that would make sense.
I have one, and I want to get two more.
Go get them, Dan.
Get them.
Go get them.
Life's short.
One of them's the Stanley Cup. I want to get the Stanley Cup.
Tat it up, man.
YOLO. I am.
Hashtag get tattooed.
You're listening to Tat Chat.
and the other one's on his lower back, and it says exit only.
Oh, good one. That'd be good to have you go to prison. I'm sure they'll heed that warning. So I mentioned this before. I'm going to mention it again. Anybody out there with just a lot of money, I would go in as a real small, tiny partner with you if you'll do this, because I'm telling you, this would take off. I passed a Greyhound bus this weekend, and it was a dingy, diesel smoke back, all needed to be washed, old Greyhound. But and I thought this before, if somebody would start a luxury bus line, I mean a first class, recline, take a nap, go to sleep, food service, flat screen, I, in a heartbeat, let's say you're going to go to a pickup place,
Chicago,
wherever. Before I pay for a plane ticket, I would take my time and go that way. So now you've got three choices. Amtrak, which would be in the middle, the airplane, or this luxury, plush, nice bathroom on the bus. I would do that. I'd pay $100 any day. And if you have to sit on the bus for a couple of days, so what? You do it so that it's almost a berth and you could get a nap in and, so you're on the bus for 10 hours or 12 hours. You don't think that would sell? A luxury first class bus? I think it would. Any day, I'd do it. I would.
I think for the general population, it would be tough to profit. I think if you were to have like a reservation only type luxury bus system, like to take on a long road trip.
Oh, I think you'd have to be only by like an airplane. You have to get a ticket. You can just show up at the bus station and get on.
Not a Greyhound sized bus.
Oh, why not? It'd have to be big. It'd have to be big to accommodate, have a nice restroom. I'm telling you, I think there's something here. So call me if you're really rich. Like $100 million more. It'd be more than that, I guess, if you want to jump in and do this. So you start regionally, like, you know, Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis,
just Midwest Memphis areas, and then branch out.
And then if it really goes, you just spread, and you're nationwide. You got the, need a name. What would a name be for like a first class, luxurious, super deluxe bus?
The Lux Bus?
The Lux Bus. That's good.
Thank you.
I like that. We'll go with that until we come up with something better. So, Mr. and Mrs. Investor, we already got the name for you. Some of the work's already done for you. Last week, I don't know which day it was, the humidity was 97%. It was only an 83 degree day, but it was miserably humid.
Right.
So, I decided, and what caused me to do this was not only that miserable day, where it really wasn't that hot temperature-wise, just miserable, but then I see Joe Biden going on and on about how, you know, Trump is responsible for the winds that are spreading the wildfires. It was hysterical, actually, that if we reelect him, we're going to have more floods and more fires. And he's going on about climate change, and I thought, I wonder what is actually the hottest day ever. Where was it, and what was the temperature? So we'll start with the hottest day on Earth ever, and then we'll go to the hottest day in the United States.
Right.
The hottest day on Earth was September 13th, 1922, about 100 years before all this climate change stuff, It was in El Azizia, Libya. It was 136 degrees.
Wow. That's a little warm.
That'll kill
but
you.
It gets more interesting.
What year was that?
1922.
No air conditioning.
No. Gets more interesting. The hottest day and the hottest place in the United States was Death Valley, California. Actually, right outside Death Valley, and that's always comes up as a hot spot. It was in 1913, July 10th, 1913, not too much cooler than that other one, 134 degrees in California. Now, the hottest I've ever walked outside in was about 10 years ago, and it was Southern California, and without the heat index, it was 122. Ooh, and man. I was outside that day, Lord. And yes, it was dry, and even with 122, you didn't sweat, but 122 is hot. So I can't imagine 134, 136. Man. And that's 100 years ago, pre-climate change talk, so for what it's worth. Now, the lowest gas prices right now in the United States, it's Baton Rouge, Louisiana, $1.80. That's the price of gas down in Baton Rouge. I don't know why it's lower there. I don't know why. I do know why it's expensive in Hawaii. They're isolated.
Yeah.
It costs a lot more money to get the fuel there. I get to that.
Right.
But I don't know that I get California is always way up there, and why Baton Rouge is $1.80.
Do they have oil rigs down there or anything
Where?
Like that?
In Louisiana? I don't know.
Louisiana off the coast.
I don't know. Now, my daughter and my son-in-law and their new one-month-old baby. Remember when Theo was a month old?
Oh, yeah.
They went to the zoo today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and they said it was the perfect day to go. Weather is perfect. It wasn't that crowded. But check this out. Apparently, and they were there today, the zoo has areas that are mask-free. And they're no different than the other areas. So I said, what made that area? And they said, we don't know. It didn't make any sense.
Did they have to make an appointment before
yes.
they went?
Yes, yeah. they did. She went online, and you do have to make an appointment. But she said, we couldn't figure out the whole mask-free thing. There's nothing about it that made sense.
Kind of like the smoking areas in the zoo. If you like, there's a little backwards area where you just kind of
I mean, there's no difference in the density of the crowd. Right. A lot of this stuff doesn't make sense. About a week or 10 days ago, and I didn't get a chance to get around to this, but this is something we just don't, one of those things we just don't think about. There are people who work on gigantic barge-type ships that transport things across the ocean. Mm-hmm. One of them sank. This actually sank off the coast of Japan a week or two ago. It capsized in some horrible weather. And what went down and drowned and disappeared were 40 crew members and 6,000 cows.
Whoa!
So now at the bottom of that part of the ocean, there's a tremendous amount of food for whatever eats meat
sharks,
on the
bottom.
Yeah,
crabs,
sharks having everything. A heyday. Woohoo! 6,000 cows. That's a lot of steak.
You got to wonder, though, a shark that's eaten seafood its entire life, would it like steak? Yeah.
I get a chance to find out.
Well, I guess if they like
but
humans.
But you're going to have eels and all kinds of stuff.
But I don't ever think about stuff like that cows by the thousands are transported in ships like that.
Wow.
What must a cow think if it's in a big barge type thing and it bouncing around going, what the heck? What's going on? And then next thing you know, you're underwater. Wow. See, somebody has to do that, has those jobs. Now, this surprises me, especially with the, quote, pandemic. Pizza Hut is closing 300 of their stores.
Wow.
I would have thought they would be reaping the benefits of this because people are ordering out and pizza delivery. And
I think Domino's is doing really well.
Domino's, I think, is doing great.
Yeah.
Now, there's a store that has announced they're going out of business, Lord & Taylor. Let me just say something. if I don't know what that is, really, but if ever there was a name that said, we may be too expensive for you, it's Lord and Taylor.
Anything with Lord in the name, I probably can't afford to shop there.
Doesn't that sound, is it an expensive store, Lord and Taylor?
I think so.
I'm sure it's going to be.
Well, it better be.
The name is Lord and Taylor.
It better be. They said, going out of business. The luxury department store chain. Do we have a Lord and Taylor here?
I don't know if we do.
We used
to. I don't think we're that high class.
Did we used to have one?
I think people used to call it Lard and Taylor.
Here. Maybe in
St. Louis, you're right. Oh, yeah. L-A-R-D. Yeah. That was on the sign. Lard and Taylor. We're Lard in St. Louis. Taylor. Yeah. Closing. Well, they didn't have that many left. 24 stores. That's not that many. I guess New York and places like that. And now, and it's about time. With all the stuff that cruise ships have on them, finally, and I've been waiting for this, a Carnival ship, the first one to have a roller coaster on the ship.
Wow. Roller coaster?
Yeah.
I would.
Wow.
Like, we needed that. I had a joke that I was ready to tell until Tim Woodburn told a story earlier. And I don't remember the story, but he said one sentence. I immediately thought of a joke, so that's okay. What I'll do. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Don't get ahead of me because there are a couple other jokes that start like this. This Native American Indian boy goes to his dad one night after dinner, and he says, "Dad," he says, "could you explain to me how we got our names and why you mom named us what you did? Because other kids at school are like Debbie and Tommy and Billy and." Why do we have the names we do? He said, "Well, son, that's a great question." He says, "In our tribe, in our culture, we name the children. They're all born outside, you know, nature. And whatever we feel like the little baby sees first, that's what we name it. Take your sister, for example, Thundercloud. When she was born and she opened her little eyes and looked up, there was a thundercloud above. We're convinced that's the first thing she saw. So your sister's name is a thundercloud. Take your brother Golden Sunset. When he was born, he opened his eyes. There was a beautiful golden sunset. So we were convinced that that's the first thing he saw. Do you have any more questions? Two dogs humping?
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by JimButlerChevrolet.com. At Jim Butler Chevrolet, you're the boss. That means no games, surprises, or pressure. Just the best selection, trade-in value, and price guaranteed. Find new roads at JimButlerChevrolet.com. See why Jim Butler is the Chevy powerhouse. Slow westbound 70 through 141, bumper-to-bumper northbound Lindbergh between 270 and Charbonneir. Westbound 44 lines up Park through Lafayette. Northbound U.S. 61 north of Wentzville Parkway, a vehicle fire. An earlier accident on the southbound 55 ramp to Richardson Road. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up watching your team trounce their rivals. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Need to sell your home? With super low interest rates, buyers are eagerly waiting for homes to come on the market. But to leverage the highest price for your home, you need the proven strategic marketing of Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. If you're looking for maximum convenience, Mark and Neil can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. Call the agents I would trust to sell my home. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
I like a lot of salt, and we're sitting there talking about those cows that all drowned, the 6,000 cows or whatever, mm-hmm. that boat sank. That's pre-salted steak right there.
Yeah.
Kind of marinated.
It's a nice brine.
And then you got to wonder, did all those cows float, or did they sink? I don't know the answer to that. Never seen 6,000 cows floating. I know what that music means. It's time to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are closed only on Monday. That would be today. But that's the only day they're closed. They are in Chesterfield Valley, next door to each other, same proprietor, same great excellence and quality of service and goods and products. And gift cards are a great idea. A lot of people think so because they sell thousands every year. You need reservations if you're going to have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. Remember that, because they are absolutely necessary. And beyond that, I think you know everything you need to know. Go enjoy. Bon Appetit. You'll love it, and you will want to go back to Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans. How are you? How you doing?
All right, Dan.
I guess that means okay.
Well, I want you to get ready for a commercial break that is going to run following the A block on Dancing with the Stars tonight. The family of Don Lewis in this TV commercial that they paid for is begging America for help, asking for any information regarding the disappearance of Don Lewis. The spot will run right before Tiger King character Carol Baskin's, I promise you, pitiful dance performance.
Is that tonight?
Carol, of course, is Don Lewis's ex-wife. The Lewis family is convinced that Carol murdered Mr. Lewis and fed him to the tigers, and now they bought a commercial just before she dances on Dancing with the Stars, asking for the television to help. This is real reality television.
I'm with Tim. Did you say it starts tonight?
Tonight.
Now, This is weird, because this morning, my wife and I were talking about this, and they got a new host. It's Tyra Banks that got rid of Tom Bergeron. And I looked it over, and I thought, I don't want to see this. So I looked up, when does it start? And I asked Siri, and she said the beginning of the season is Monday the 28th. So it's not. It's tonight.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Right?
It's tonight.
I don't know why that came up that way, but it came up September 28th, beginning of the season. Now you know. See, you get the truth here. Siri's not always right. So, thank you. Okay.
TV news. Netflix has lost $9 billion and taken a dump in the stock market because of the film Cuties, featuring scantily clad 10-year-old girls bumping and grinding.
What?
It's sickening. I've seen a couple of clips that
people posted on
Facebook.
I watched the trailer, and I went to the movie, and I went and skipped through it, 15-minute increments. And when I got to the part where these 11-year-old girls were dancing and rubbing their crotches and twerking and humping, I thought, okay, you know what? This is a pedophile's dream.
There's one scene where an 11-year-old girl is dry humping the floor, and it will make you feel sick. So I don't know who the hell greenlit this and thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, why would
they? The producer, the director, and anybody else affiliated with this movie needs to be investigated.
Okay, but Mike, did you hear the lame excuse from the French director?
Yes. They said it's an anti-child pornography movie.
Yes.
Oh, right.
It's a look at the social pressures young girls are under.
I say BS.
Wow. You need to give a bonus to your PR person who came up with that answer in response, because that is not at all what this is.
And
the
producer.
The content is sick.
It is.
The cancellations are coming in by the thousands. I would cancel Netflix immediately if I didn't have to use it. Cheryl is canceling hers. It's just, it's, 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 It's just in such poor taste. It's just horrible.
For, anybody who thought that the JonBenet Ramsey thing was kind of child abuse, well, this is way beyond that.
Why would Netflix even go there?
Netflix, pardon me, I'm sorry.
No, I said, why would they even go there and think that that was a good idea?
Okay, they have a chance to redeem themselves, and here's all they have to do. Stop showing it.
Yes. Cancel
it. Just cancel it.
And say they're sorry. Apologize.
Let's see if they'll do
that. They just got to pull it.
Hey, it's always about money. So if they're losing money, maybe they'll do that.
Unfortunately, Netflix has some great programming, including the upcoming docudrama, The Trial of the Chicago 7, the story of Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, and five of their other cohorts who organized the massive anti-Vietnam protests at the Democrat Convention in Chicago in 1968. I was one of the 340 protesters who were arrested and herded into McCormick Place in Chicago that night. We were held till morning, then released. It'll all be in my book, folks. It'll all be in my book.
Wow. When's that book coming out?
Well, it's going through final edits now.
Are you, you're serious?
Probably, we're hoping Christmas.
Well, really? I'm going to tell you something. I'll read it. You've had a really interesting life, and
thank you.
People have no idea how interesting it really is.
It really is. I've been very blessed. On Wednesday, the American Country Music Awards are going to be on. That's the only award show that I really like. Taylor Swift will be singing her new hit single "Betty," which is about lesbianism.
About time they brought that to country music.
Nice, Betty.
And some say Taylor is admitting of her she's bisexual. I don't know that that's true, but I'll tell you what, the song itself is a really great song.
Okay.
Must-see TV is Todd Douglas's documentary Apollo 11. This looks at never-before-seen or heard footage of Apollo 11 from takeoff from Earth to the trip to the moon to the landing. Things that happened on the moon that we have not seen before, and the return to Earth. The second man who walked on the moon, of course, on Apollo 11 was Buzz Aldrin. He narrates, produced by CNN On Demand, four stars. Oh, four stars for that one.
Good enough for me.
Politics made odd bedfellows, or maybe no bedfellows at all. Geraldo Rivera hits the road campaigning for Donald Trump. His wife, Erica, hits the road campaigning for Joe Biden.
Whoa.
See how that works.
And Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
And her husband.
I didn't thought.
Here's a rare geography nugget. A lot of Vegas is shutting down because of coronavirus again, including the Rose, the biggest strip club in Las Vegas. The sign in front of the Rose since it has shut down. The sign reads, "Sorry, we are closed."
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's good.
Well done.
That's good.
What are poor strippers going to do for a living?
I don't know.
Hollywood managers, agents, actors, publicists, and we're asked for the name of the top 100 all-time TV shows. The envelope, please.
20 seconds.
Here are the top five.
15.
Number five, The Office. Number four, Seinfeld.
10 seconds.
Number three, Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Number two, Breaking Bad. Number one, The Sopranos. I'm Mike Evans. I'm Love Hollywood. And you'll be the sir.
Right on the money. Look at that. Right on time. Please, especially now, thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Tonight, we enjoy the debut of Monday Night Football with a traditional opening week doubleheader. The night gets underway in mere minutes as Pittsburgh is across the river from New York to take on the Giants. Steelers guard David DeCastro among those inactive tonight, as is Giants wideout Golden Tate. Later, Tennessee will kick off the season playing in Denver. Three doubleheaders headline the MLB scoreboard tonight. One of those doubleheaders already has game one in the books, as Cincinnati is a 3-1 winner over Pittsburgh. Trevor Bauer, 12 strikeouts in 6 1/3 innings. Miami has just finished off Philadelphia 6-2. Oakland with a 3-run homer from Marcus Semien. They lead at Seattle 5-4 in the fifth inning. St. Louis and Milwaukee scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. The Mets a step closer to having a new majority owner. It's going to be hedge fund king Steve Cohen. He takes his 8% ownership up to 95%.